The report finds that New Hampshire is way behind where policymakers had hoped it would be in terms of making homes cheaper to heat or cool. That doesn't quite line up with what Governor John Lynch has been saying for the past few years, like in his 2009 inaugural address.
First, we should expand our home weatherization program. This will help put people, including carpenters, plumbers, and electricians, to work and help families cut their energy costs. The Green Jobs Initiative will help create jobs for our people now and make New Hampshire's economy stronger for the future.
Later that same year, the Climate Change Task Force that Lynch created called for renovating 30,000 homes a year. According to the plan, after 17 years, New Hampshire's aging housing stock would be spruced up and use 60% less energy for heating, cooling, and lighting. But the report shows that 3 years in, things haven't been going according to plan. Not only has New Hampshire not gotten anywhere near the 30,000 homes a year goal, but the houses that have been winterized haven't done the deep, expensive changes hoped for. Instead, they're only reducing energy consumption by around 20 to 25%. The data on how many homes actually have been renovated isn't great, but if you ask around, plenty of people in the business are discouraged. You hear it from energy auditors, like Shad Lawton from the New Hampshire Electric Cooperative.
People are definitely willing, with the incentive that's out there, to get an auditor in there and get the audit on the home, but they have to come up with 50% of the money towards their improvement, and that's a hard sell right now.
And you hear it from the utilities, like National Grid, who had to give back $2.7 million that was slated to be given to natural gas customers for efficiency retrofits. National Grid spokesman David Graves says even though the program is well-publicized, homeowners left the money on the table.
For some reason, the New Hampshire customers just have not made the applications.
Jim Lee is a realtor on the seacoast. He drives a Prius and has paid for insulation and a new furnace in his own home. But he's not surprised to hear that many other homeowners haven't followed suit. He says it just doesn't pay off in the real estate market.
If you're fixing to sell your house, you know, based on my experience selling houses for 30 years, you're just wasting your money spending much of anything on energy-efficient things because buyers just aren't willing to pay for it.
Lee says the only way to get your money back on energy improvements is to stay in one place and enjoy your low utility bills. So basically, the way the housing market is now, anyone who's not sure how long they'll be in their house is very unlikely to invest in energy efficiency. Instead, Lee says he advises homeowners to spend money on sexy, shiny, pretty things that make a home sell for more money, like granite countertops instead of attic air sealing.
Paint's probably the best bang for your buck there is. I mean, if you spend a dollar for a gallon of paint, you can probably get $5 back for that dollar.
This is only one of the stumbling blocks that energy efficiency faces. There are others. Many contractors aren't trained to insulate and air seal, so they don't do very good work, and many banks are hesitant to finance the work. But one could argue that if there were stronger demand for these things, the supply side would work itself out. One of the authors of the Climate Action Plan study, Professor Cameron Wake, says getting the word out about the savings up for grabs in a tight, well-insulated home is paramount.
I think as humans, we are creatures of sort of immediate feedback and immediate payback. So it's far more important to get the number of bedrooms that you need or the extra bathroom or the granite countertop than it is energy efficiency.
And there are efforts underway to do just that. For example, one idea being talked about at the State Office of Energy and Planning is to roll out an optional energy efficiency sticker for home sellers, like the miles per gallon stickers on new cars. The goal is to give people selling their homes something that they can point to, not unlike a granite countertop, that will let them say, this is why you should pay more. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.